Well, first up today, we've got all the travel news that you can use with Gwen Luscombe.
Virgin Airlines have launched a new menu in their business class with resident chef Luke Mangan, which will feature onboard international and domestic flights and reflect Mangan's produce-driven style with local contemporary twists. And as it's a necessity these days for almost any business class offering, the meals have been paired with wines as well. Mangan has said that food is an integral part of the flying experience and that it was important to ensure that Virgin Australia guests traveling in business class received the ultimate package. Business class travelers who are flying through LA can also use the bar area, which has its own menu and new items like baba ganoush with marinated feta, pine nuts, and toasted flatbread. And the new menus will be available on long-haul international and domestic flights starting from the 7th of March. And while we're talking culinary news, Hilton Sydney is celebrating the perfect pairing of bubbles and bites with a new concept that's a step up from your traditional happy hour running from now until the 15th of April. They're collaborating with Verve Clicquot for a yellow hour, showcasing the pairings of food and the popular champagne every day from 5 until 7 p.m. in their glass brasserie and wine bar, Zeta Bar and Marble Bar. Each bar will offer a varied menu and specials and complete the Verve Clicquot experience. Hilton Sydney is also introducing Australia's very first champagne suite, which will be available starting the 16th of March until the 15th of April. If you want to book, review the specials, or have a look at the champagne suite, visit the Hilton Sydney website at hiltonsydney.com.au. Also in Sydney, the Intercontinental will reveal its renewed meeting and event spaces, which are housed within the 1851 Heritage Treasury building. Late this year, the rooms commenced a renovation that saw all 15 spaces refurbished, and it's the first revamp since the hotel's opening in 1985. The revamp enhances the luxury status of the hotel, and each event space has been upgraded with state-of-the-art audio and visual technology. For those who are looking at the hotel as a possible special event or business venue, it can cater sit-down celebrations for 350 in their James Cook Ballroom, and the boardroom can hold meetings up to 20. Each room has its own unique style and configuration, with many of them still showcasing the iconic original features that have been paired with some brand new finishes. Tasmania is experiencing a hotel boom at the moment, with the announcement of several hotels opening in and around Hobart, including the Luxury Collection by Marriott International, which is a 128-room hotel in Parliamentary Square, due to open in October 2018. Crowne Plaza is also opening a 278-room, 4.5-star hotel, due for completion also later this year. And Vibe Hotels is looking to open a 120-room, 4.5-star hotel, due for completion in early 2020. A Hyatt Centric Hotel, which is a 206-room, 5-star twin tower hotel, is also commenced building in mid-2017 and is due for completion in early 2018. Not to be outdone, Launceston accommodation capacity is also expanding, with a number of new hotels under construction or currently in planning. The new hotels will be conveniently located within the short walking distance of many of Launceston's conferencing and function venues, restaurants, entertainment, and shopping precinct. Work is progressing on the much-anticipated $20 million Pepper's Silo Hotel in Launceston, which will be a 7-story hotel with 108 accommodation rooms and function space. Silo's hotel is also expected to open in April. Also in Launceston, plans for the George Hotel have been revealed as a 130-room hotel that will open its doors in mid-2020. The hotel will boast a conference and function area that will hold about 500 conference attendees. The Hotel Verge, which is also due for completion in late 2018, will provide additional 78 hotel rooms and 10 suites, as well as conference and meeting room facilities in the center of Launceston. And finally, after a number of people were removed from a Carnival cruise ship on the New South Wales far south coast and a big brawl broke out on board in the dining area earlier this month, A recent statement from Carnival Cruise Lines has confirmed that the New South Wales police were asked to attend the ship to remove the large family group that were involved and that they were deeply concerned by the incident, assuring all travellers that safety and security is the primary concern and that they will apply a zero-tolerance approach to excessive behaviour that affects the guests. Carnival has said that the event was isolated to one family group and future passengers should not have any concern for upcoming travel plans with Carnival. And that's Travel News This Week. I'm Gwen Luscombe.
Well, thanks, Gwen. Gwen Luscombe there with our Travel News. She raised that issue about the Carnival legend.
Do you think
it's the media's got it a little bit out of context?
Well, there's been so much press about the brawl on Carnival legend, but let's put it into context. There's 26 million people who cruise around the world every year and 1.3 million Australians who cruise annually. And that's increasing all the time. And they're increasingly going from home ports, so they don't have the long-haul flight to join the cruise. And right now there are over 300 cruise ships somewhere in the world, and dozens of those are in Australasian waters for the summer. So do you hear a lot about trouble on ships?
We just had a couple, haven't we, this past period. We had two incidents, apparently.
Yeah, two incidents. One was on a short, a three-day out of, you know, going to nowhere cruise. And on that, I gather it was, you know, not a hen's night, but a buck's night.
Yeah.
And there was a little bit of trouble there.
Yeah.
But most of the time, I mean, I've been on a lot of cruises and really I've never come... barely see people being the worse for weather. Mm. And, you know, this particular brawl was at, what, early in the morning... And I think, you know, at that time of the morning, there's often people who are a little tired and emotional.
Tired and emotional is a good phrase, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, as you say, it occurred early in the morning and sure, the security staff appear to have mishandled the brawl.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a good look when your security people are filmed kicking the perpetrators or the alleged perpetrators on the ground.
I don't think they've had much experience of dealing with brawls.
Maybe they needed a bit of practice.
I think they do, but I'll bet the cruise ship security teams are now going through intensive training.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me.